Amy, we've got a bunch of little nieces and nephews between us, but we've also got a catch-all gift that all of our siblings love for their newborns.
You're totally right, and it's Pampers Swaddlers, because Pampers Swaddlers wick wetness away to keep babies drier and subsequently parents happier.
Pampers Swaddlers absorb wetness better versus the leading value brand and provide up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation.
Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex.
Now you can try Swaddlers with new Pampers-free and gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. These wipes won't tear. In fact, they grip mess, shall we say, more firmly and clean better, leaving baby skin dry, soft, and smooth.
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. Redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers Cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Heather, who says, I became a stay-at-home mom a year ago when my second child was born, and I'm struggling with a permissive husband and mother making me look like the bad guy. I've been anti-screens since my 2.5-year-old was born, and I see how much more regulated his behavior is on the days when he doesn't watch any TV. My mom watches my kids for 1.5 hours while I go to teach a class, and it's become TV and iPad time, which I don't particularly like. She knows this, but she says she has to get things done. When I get back and say, let's take a break, my mother will say, Mommy says no more TV. Well, I'd prefer she just say, okay, we're all done, let's go do X. I'm having a similar battle with my husband over too much TV and with things like sweets as well. Am I just being a control freak? I think I really do have my kids' best interests in mind and they shouldn't throw me under the bus. Help! Okay, Heather, I think that there are actually two issues here and we'll talk about each one of them. One is the screens and the sweets and how much is okay and being and not being on the same page with the other people who take care of your kids. And the other one is what I like to call the good time Charlie syndrome. We'll get to that. With your mom, this reminds me of our in-laws episode, which just came out last week. You can say that this is important to you. You can have a calm conversation about it. You can word your request positively. And I think you can even send your mom one well-researched article explaining why screen time is not the best choice for young kids. But then, especially if you're not paying her and she's watching your kids for free, you kind of have to let it be. Now, some screen time is fine. I think the problem that you're expressing is also that when it's time to stop, that she's saying, well, I'd let you keep watching, but it's just that your mother, who's no fun, won't let you. I mean, that's not what she's saying, but that's what she's implying, and it's coming across. She's not doing that to irk you, but I understand that it does irk you. I think, again, you can word this positively and don't make it about, like, don't talk about me like that. You can word it more like, look, we want our kids to be excited about reading, which they are, and we want to present that as now we get to do this fun thing. Isn't this wonderful? And you can always put things in place, again, as helpful suggestions, as positively worded requests, like I know that my mother-in-law watches my nephew a couple days a week, and his mom brought over kinetic sand for him to play with. And when my mother-in-law needs some time to do, you know, anything else besides watch a three-year-old, she can put him in his sort of booster seat and let him use the kinetic sand. It's not particularly messy as long as he himself is contained while he's playing with it. And she tells me he will play with that very happily for 1 hour. So you might be able to come up with a thing or two like that that only happens at grandma's house too, that are very exciting to your 2.5-year-old. And that might make the default screen setting a little bit less appealing, even to your mom, who will love to see her grandchild having fun. With your partner, I think this is a little bit more complicated because it's going on more often in your house. I am with you. It's kind of not fair that when it's your spouse's turn if it's like everybody in soggy diapers and the TV's on the whole time, and then you're in charge again. And not only do you have to do the bath, the dinner, and on and the reading the books and all the things that aren't you checked out because they're watching screens, on top of it, you're being given the role of like, oh, here comes the one. It's going to make us do stuff we don't want, like read a book. That really isn't fair. I think, yes, it's a cheap win to get your kids to be quiet by giving them candy and giving them screens. And, you know, our partners kind of know that when they let that happen. And we know it when we do it ourselves. But it's not fair to also make the partner who is saying we need to do something else now the bad guy for saying that. He shouldn't cement his relationship with your kids, in other words, by making you the queen of no fun. Again, I think you can explain that to him. He might not realize that these offhanded comments, which are funny, which are no big deal, are bothering you like they are. And I think you can also explain to him that, you know, there are times when you need to run, take a shower too, and you don't want to have no Paw Patrol time available because it was all used up when he was with the kids. You said your goal is no screens at all for your 2.5-year-old. I mean, as I know you are finding out, that's a lot harder once number two comes along. I think it's admirable to keep it to a minimum. And I think to wrap up, you can positively word it. You can give them options. You can have special things that only happen at Nana's house. And then you kind of have to let go that some of those screens might happen when they're in charge. But I think you can ask nicely and push back on the messaging that those are a lot more fun than anything you have to offer. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.